You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Calling from Jersey. I'm really happy they removed them, and while I firmly believe in our right to protest, they've gotten a bit annoying. I work down in the Wall Street area. It's filthy down there. You know, the drumming is just annoying in the evening times. Well done, Mayor Bloomberg, and I hope it's not temporary. I hope it's forever. We don't need to see them. They have a message. Take it to Washington.
That's one of the responses we're getting this morning. Give us yours at 8778-MY-TAKE. Or you can post your comment at thetakeaway.org. We'll be giving you updates on what's happening not only at the Occupy Wall Street protests in New York, but around the country all morning long. It appears to possibly be a coordinated push in several cities to shut down the Occupy Wall Street movement. There's the one here in New York that we've been speaking of, but also those who set up in Denver, Salt Lake City, Portland, and notably Oakland. What's happening, it came hours after a tactical briefing from the editors of Adbusters. Adbusters is an anti-consumerist magazine based in Canada that actually dreamed up the Occupy Wall Street movement. Yesterday, Adbusters said it may be time for protesters to declare victory and scale back their camps before the cold weather sets in. This whole movement began in September, you may remember, when that magazine, Adbusters, called on protesters to flood into Lower Manhattan on September 17th. And set up a camp modeled on the protests in Cairo's Tahrir Square. They did that, and obviously we've seen them cropping up not only around our country, but around the world, even in London, Madrid, and Sydney. In their latest briefing, Adbusters said that as the weather gets colder, an ominous mood could set in. That's their words there. Adding, hope thwarted is in danger of turning sour, patience exhausted becoming anger. It isn't just the mainstream media that says things could get ugly. And Adbusters suggests that it might be time for a tactical retreat. He spoke with CBC Radio earlier this month. Now that winter's approaching, I can see this first wild, messy, crazy occupation phase kind of slowly winding down. So is that what's happening this morning? There is certainly a lot going on, not only near Zuccotti Park, but around that entire area in New York. We have Ben Johnson, who's our digital editor, joining us now. Ben, are you there?
Yes, I am, Celeste.
So the last I heard and I saw on the TV, too, there was still some violence going on with protesters, police actually physically grabbing and dragging protesters. Is that still occurring?
Not where I am. I'm here in Foley Park, which is just north of the Brooklyn Bridge. And as you know, dawn is breaking here in New York. The mood here is somber, but seems to be committed. There's a steady stream of protesters moving into the area. They're using the People's Mic, which, you know, obviously our listeners have heard of. And they are trying to figure out what to do next. And there's no real consensus on that yet.
Well, let me ask you, we spoke with that protester earlier, Nate Barkas, who said he thinks that police actions with the police clearing out the protesters, arresting people, dragging people out and tear gassing, he feels that's going to re-energize the movement. And as you heard earlier, Adbusters, who started the whole idea, said it may be time to wind down. What's the sense you get there in Foley Square of what may be their next move?
Celeste, to be honest, I don't know. There seems to be a lot of discussion just about tactical physical movements around the city today in terms of what the protesters will be doing. But I think, Nate's characterization seems to at least so far this morning be correct. I mean, there's a steady stream of people arriving here, several hundred crowd growing. And I spoke earlier to a student from Greece who's studying in the city, and she said that she raced down to Lower Manhattan after hearing from a friend about the police eviction of Zuccotti Park. So I think a lot of people who are waking up this morning who have been part of the protest but weren't necessarily staying over in the park are now could now be gathering here. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, they already, as I mentioned earlier, they already have a Twitter handle called Occupy Foley Square, which suggests that they could simply be moving, as some of the protesters have said. They may just simply move their occupation to another location.
That's certainly possible, and there is discussion of that. There's also a worry. I heard several protesters speak about a worry that Foley Square, being a different legal status, of course, than Zuccotti Park, may present some troubles for them in that regard. And there is a police presence here. It's nothing compared to what it was down near Zuccotti Park, but there is a strong police presence here.
Thanks so much, Ben. Ben Johnson is our digital editor here at The Takeaway. He is down at the Occupy Wall Street movement. He actually was at near Zuccotti Park with me at Broadway and Pine early this morning. He's moved on to Foley Square, which is a few blocks away. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
Perhaps it was the events on the West Coast that got this whole thing started. Just after dawn yesterday, police in riot gear started clearing the tented camp in Oakland. Oakland is across the bay from San Francisco. More than 30 people were arrested there, and the mayor of Oakland, Jean Kwan, explained why she made the decision.
I was recently on a conference call of 18 cities across the country who had the same situation where we had started as a political movement and a political encampment, ended up being an encampment that was no longer in control of the people who started them. And what I think you're starting to see is that the Occupy movement is looking for more stability. I spent a lot of last week talking to peaceful demonstrators, ones who wanted to separate themselves in my city away from the anarchist groups who had been looking for a confrontation with the police and who'd been responsible for a lot of vandalism in the city. They're now looking for a private space where they can go to do community organizing around the issues that started the movement. And so I think you're going to find that either the encampments are going to try to move to places where they're not in direct conflict. And so I heard about Mass in Wisconsin. They're on a freeway ramp with a used auto lot, but they're not near a community, but they're very visible from the freeway. In New York City, it's interesting that the Wall Street movement is actually on a private park so that they're not, again, in the public domain, and they're not infringing on the public's right to use a public park. And so I think you're going to see more of that because the Occupy movement itself is having a hard time controlling the encampments.
That is Mayor Jean Kwan of Oakland, California. We want to thank the BBC for giving us that audio tape there. We want to get your response to what's going on with police clearing camps in Denver, Portland, New York, Oakland, of course. 8778-MY-TAKE. One listener posted this at our website, thetakeaway.org. The occupiers will come back. It's interesting people keep asking if they've accomplished anything. Corporate media is now talking about the obscene income disparity plaguing the country. Everybody knew about this. Nobody was seriously talking about it. We are now. Thank you, occupiers.